President Asif Ali Zardari on Saturday voiced strong support for Pakistan's armed forces following unprovoked missile attacks by India, as tensions between the two nuclear-armed neighbors continue to escalate. Prime Minister Mohammad Shehbaz Sharif called on the president at Iwan-e-Sadr and briefed him on Pakistan's response, which is being carried out under Operation Bunyan Unmarsus. The Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister, Senator Ishaq Dar, and the Minister for Law and Justice, Senator Azam Nazir Tarar, also attended the meeting. President Zardari commended the military for its exceptional professionalism and bravery in delivering what he called a befitting response to Indian aggression. He reiterated that Pakistan, despite being a peace-loving nation, had been compelled to act in defense of its sovereignty and people after repeated provocations from across the border. Pakistan has shown considerable restraint, but India's continued belligerence has left us with no option but to respond decisively, the president said. He reaffirmed that the entire nation stood firmly behind the armed forces, and that Pakistan would safeguard its sovereignty and territorial integrity at all costs. While Pakistan has provided details of its response, India has not yet issued an official statement regarding the allegations of missile attacks or the military operation. The government has called for national unity and expressed its commitment to peace while maintaining its right to defend against external threats. Pakistan initiated retaliatory action in response to the ongoing Indian aggression in the wee hours of Saturday. As part of the operation, all bases identified as launch points for attacks on Pakistani civilians and mosques are being specifically targeted. Multiple strategic targets are being engaged simultaneously as the operation progresses, security sources confirmed. They stated that Pakistan launched its Al-Fatah missile as part of the ongoing retaliatory operation, naming it in honor of the Pakistani children who lost their lives in recent Indian aggression. They added that Pakistan has neither forgotten nor will ever forget the sacrifice of these innocent children, who were martyred during cross-border attacks by Indian forces earlier this week.